I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a package of new laws on Veterans Day at the state fair. The Republicans said one adds veterans to the state's Silver Alert program, regardless of their age.
Any veteran who goes missing, we're immediately statewide going to have every law enforcement, every emergency personnel notified, and we're going to have Silver Alert to what? Find the veteran quickly who may be missing to help prevent any suicide or further health detriment to our veterans.
The other law provides homeless vets with a free copy of their medical records to help them take advantage of programs. Another creates license plates honoring those who earned the Southeast Asia Service Medal. And November 4th is designated GI Bill of Rights Day in Illinois. Another law signed by the governor will allow high school students to take an unlimited number of dual credit courses and earn high school and college credits. The law takes effect January 1st. It means students will have better access to higher education. The General Assembly unanimously approved the measure in May. Some school districts have limited the number of dual credit courses students may enroll in or the number of credits they may earn. The new law prohibits school boards from setting limits. It requires the courses taken online or in class to be taught by instructors who meet state requirements. Senator Chuck Weaver sponsored the legislation. The Republican says it'll make college more affordable and increase the number of students who earn college degrees. This week is when Illinois politicians usually kick their fall campaigns into high gear. Brian Mackey reports it's timed to events around the state fair.
The party in power gets to celebrate on Governor's Day, and Republicans are hoping this isn't their last for the next 4 years. They'll rally at the fairgrounds Wednesday afternoon. Democrats are skipping the rally. Instead, they've sold thousands of tickets to a Thursday morning fundraiser featuring former Vice President Joe Biden. This all comes on top of last week's fair opening Twilight Parade, where both incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic nominee J.B. Pritzker shook hands, posed for selfies, and shouted to fairgoers.
Happy fair! Everybody, God bless the great state of Illinois. Enjoy the greatest fair in America. God bless you.
Let's go win this thing. Thank you.
Pritzker is leading up to the party event with a 6-day bus tour across the state. Rauner has been making regular appearances at the fair and elsewhere in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.
And jury selection is scheduled to begin for the trial of a second man charged in the fatal shooting of a Chicago student just days after she performed with her high school band at then President Obama's inaugural festivities. This is Illinois News.
This is Morning Edition on WSIU. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. University of Illinois administrators say a new report recommends new efforts to support students in the first weeks of school. That's when sexual assaults are most common, especially among freshmen. The Champaign News-Gazette reports the university's second systematic survey of sexual misconduct on campus recommends targeting resources at specific groups who have a higher risk of sexual assault. The survey also recommends doubling down on efforts to reduce alcohol abuse. From salmonella on crackers to a parasite in salads and wraps, there have been a lot of food recalls this year. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck looks at why those recalls may not be so bad.
That intestinal parasite? It was in lettuce at McDonald's and grocery stores this month, but National Institutes of Health staffer Michael Grigg says it could be worse.
You're going to feel nauseous, you're going to have explosive bowel movements, but they will generally resolve with time.
And those recalls could be a good sign. Lana Nowatke works with Kansas State University and University of Missouri, and she says some recalls are happening even before people get sick.
I think there's definitely just more better surveillance and better detection and better communication, that sort of thing, of if there is any sort of contamination that might be present.
Still, she says the best way to know food is safe is to cook it. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
A new program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture will provide students in Cape Girardeau public schools with free meals for 4 years. The Southeast Missourian reports the school district recently announced it'll receive more than $1.5 million in assistance from the community eligibility provision. I'm Jennifer Fuller.